Chief Charlie Beck, of course, L.A. County Probation Chief Jerry Powers, and also presumably Deputy Chief Kirk Albanese, who's the Chief of Detective Bureau, and also Deputy Chief Deborah McCarthy, who's the Chief of Professional Standards Bureau. Chief Charlie Beck.
Good afternoon. On two occasions yesterday, Los Angeles police officers came under attack. In both instances, they returned fire. In one instance, the suspect is still outstanding. In the other instance, the suspect is deceased. Primary purpose of this press conference is to give the public information that may lead to the identification of the outstanding suspect. Yesterday, in the early morning hours at about 04:30, two plainclothes detectives assigned to Wilshire Division were en route back to the station from a follow-up they had conducted out in the valley. As they attempted to enter the station via the key code entry that accesses the parking lot gate, they came under attack from behind by an individual pictured in this still photo here. We'll show you the video in a moment. Officers exchanged gunfire with this individual, and he fled into the neighborhood. A large perimeter was set up, and a search was conducted. We're asking the public's help in identifying this individual. And now I hope to show you the video. We'll make copies of the video available for the media so you can show them in your broadcast. Go ahead with the video. Both those videos were taken across the street after the shooting as the suspect made his escape. You can clearly see a dark object in his right hand. Based on the officer's statements and evidence, we believe that object to be a revolver. We asked the public's help in identifying this individual. He's described as a male African American, medium build, with a mustache and a goatee. As you can see, he's wearing dark clothing, possibly a quilted nylon. Again, we consider this individual to be an extreme danger to the community, and we ask their help in identifying him. The second occurrence happened yesterday at 1900 hours, approximately 7 p.m., in the 2200 block of East 117th Street, which is located in the county. Los Angeles police officers assigned to 77th Gangs were assisting our county probation department with a parole probation search in that neighborhood. As the officers searched a residence, they were confronted by an armed gunman hiding in the attic. Multiple rounds were fired. One of my officers was hit. One of Chief Powers' officers was hit. And the suspect eventually died from his injuries. My officer is in stable but very serious condition at a local hospital. I visited him last night. I visited him this morning. He was struck in the jaw area. It is going to be an extensive recovery period for him, but we expect him to recover. And I'll now introduce Chief Powers from LA County Probation, who can talk about his individual and their participation in these events.
Thank you, Chief Beck. I'm Jerry Powers, Chief Probation Officer for Los Angeles County. First, let me, on behalf of my staff, offer best wishes to the LAPD officer and his family. I want to also thank Chief Beck and all of the LAPD staff and officers who responded last night for their support and the resources that they provided at the scene. As Chief Beck said, two of my probation officers were involved in the incident. One officer sustained a bullet wound, a graze wound to his leg. He was treated at the scene and a local hospital and has been released. That officer has 18 years experience with the probation department, the last seven with his current assignment last night. The second officer involved returned fire with the other LAPD officers, was not injured. He had 10 years with the probation department. His assignment with the unit last night was as of 2 weeks ago. When I spoke with both of my officers when I got to the scene last night, their first questions and their primary concern was the condition of the police officer who was struck. Both my officers stayed at the scene through the night and are currently at home resting. Both officers have been assigned to administrative duties pending review and evaluation before they return to full duty. Lastly, I'd say that this incident certainly highlights the dangerous and unpredictable nature of what probation and police officers encounter every day in our communities. The safety of our communities and our staff are paramount, and I can assure you we're going to use all of our resources at our disposal to carry out our mission. I'm grateful that we didn't lose any officers last night. It was very easily a disaster averted. I'm deeply appreciative of the LAPD staff and officers, as well as the community support that we've received since last night. I will tell you that our partnership with LAPD, the staff we've assigned to collaborate with them on these activities, is very important to us. It assists us in carrying out our mission as probation officers in ensuring that our probationers are complying with their court-ordered conditions. Thank you very much.
Let me give out a couple of phone numbers that the public can access if they have information regarding either of these incidents. First is our WE tip line, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-8477. You can also access us through 1-877-LAPD-247. Either one of those numbers will accept calls, and the first number, either number, you can remain anonymous, but the first number is set up for anonymity. With that, I will take questions. First, everybody has to understand that these are very fresh investigations. We're not releasing names at this point. There are certain people that have to be identified. There's also a great amount of information that has to be collected. We need the public's help in identifying the outstanding suspect from the Wilshire shooting, and we appreciate the media's interest in this. And again, of course, we thank the public for their indulgence in the large shutdowns of areas of our city yesterday due to these events.
Chief Beck?
Yes. You know, at this point, I'll leave it at this was a parole and probation compliance search. We do these regularly. We're not going to release this individual's identity yet, pending his identification and notifications, but we'll release more later.
Was it random, or was this a planned stop?
Well, it certainly was not random, but I won't go into the details of the where and the why at this point. All of that will be made public when the investigation moves a little further, but at this point, I'm not going to make it public.
Was the suspect the target of the search, and if yes, was he on parole or probation?
At this point, pending the positive identification of the suspect, I can't give you that information. I can tell you that the officers believed him to be on parole at the time, but that is pending his identification and some verification. You know, as I said, this is a very, very fresh event. What I don't want to do is give out information that is wrong. So we have, obviously all of my detectives have been up for well over 24 hours. There's a lot that is left to be done in these cases. The case with the outstanding suspect is the one that poses the most public safety danger. So that is the one that they're putting their priority on right now. You know, the rest of this will come out as it comes out. No, we do not believe they're connected. Matter of fact, I'm positive they're not connected. The distance is too great. Obviously, the parole probation search is an officer-initiated activity, very unlike the randomness of the first occurrence.
Chief, sorry if I missed this earlier, but is it clear that...
Weren't you late?
No, I was here.
You know...
Is it clear that the deceased died of shots suffered from in the gunfight or from self-inflicted gun wounds? Do we know that?
You know, until the autopsy is completed, we have no way of knowing that. You know, suffice it to say, there's obvious evidence of gunshot wounds. Now, you know, what the cause of death was or whose gunshots they were, I can't say at this point.
Can you clarify if you had contact with the guy after the shootout? Was there contact with him?
You know, and I don't want to get into specific detail on that. I believe that there was brief contact via family members, but that's not, I haven't verified that at this point.
But if family members were there, so they have been notified, so I understand
what the ID. Well, first of all, it's not just a family member, it's family members. So it's, and we have to verify the ID through the coroner before we release information. I know the media doesn't want to release death information about somebody that it doesn't adequately apply to. So if, you'll get the information when I verify it.
Chief, any reason to believe that the two officers were specifically targeted?
We do not believe the officers were specifically targeted, but until we identify and apprehend the suspect, it's impossible to know.
Chief, on that note, is there any more information you can give us on the behavior of the suspect? Do you believe he was lying in wait, were any words spoken? Can you give us any further detail?
You know, what I can tell you is the suspect, based on, you did not see the complete video, that'll be available as investigation progresses, but the suspect was very deliberate in his actions. It does, his actions do not appear to be accidental, but they also, we can't also be sure what his motive was at this point. You know, the officers have only been preliminarily interviewed, so I don't have the information at this point. I believe that there was no contact, but at this point, I can't say for sure.
And is that the real time that you should, because he seems to just be strolling away, so I don't know if it was slowed down so that you could see his face.
He's walking very deliberately. He's not running. There was a point prior in the video that you didn't see when he's rapidly backing away from the officers. In a stance that can be similar to a shooting stance, but at that point the distance is so far from the camera you can't really tell anything. We gave you this picture because this is the best facial photo we have.
Chief, does it look like when you say he was walking very deliberate? Do you think he knew that he was being videotaped?
I have no way of knowing that. I would doubt that. I would doubt that he knew he was being videotaped. Across the street. It's a four lane with a median. It's a big street. Other questions?
Yes.
All right. Thanks to, I'm sorry.
One last one, Chief. Was there any evidence that either one of your officers was grazed by bullets, or were there injuries, shrapnel, glass?
You know, it's always difficult to say. Based on my observations and the observations of other folks, it appears to be a graze wound suffered by one of the detectives. Very, very lucky in both these cases. I have to emphasize that even though in the secondary case in Willowbrook, the injuries are very severe, the officer was still very fortunate. They could have been so, so much worse. You know, this is the second occurrence this year where one of my officers has been grazed in the head during a gun battle. You know, I thank whoever is responsible for these minor injuries, because this is a true miracle that the officer survived.
Are you offering a reward for this?
You know, the rewards are offered through the city council generally, and we will be applying for that. At this point, we ask the public's voluntary cooperation. Appears to be a single shot.
And he is expected to survive, even though
he's very serious. I absolutely believe that he will survive. He's a very tough young man. He has a strong will to live. He will undoubtedly undergo and suffer multiple reconstruction surgeries. Unfortunately, he is not the first Los Angeles police officer to be shot in the jaw area. I'm very familiar with the rehabilitation of these incidents, and it's a very demanding process.